Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Controller, you started to testify about what inspired you to get going on testing park equipment for lead. You wanted to also raise the issue about concerns about how park projects are being paid for. Legislator Brusso cut that off to stay on the focus of the health. But first of all, talk about finding out about lead. Your wife expressed her own
concerns. Sure. So. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We were inspecting parks equipment across Erie County, and it was right before my wife was giving birth. I was checking it on her, and she had said she was very fearful of putting our 17-month-old on a slide at a county park because of the peeling paint. And that's what was the impetus of us actually testing for lead across Erie County parks. I took a lot out of the discussion today. This is exactly how government should work. This is exactly how checks and balances should work on behalf of the taxpayers. I identified the problem, I brought it to light, I shared it with our partners in government, and now they're doing something about it. This is exactly how democracy should work. And so I will say this, I'm incredibly disappointed in the county executive. Right away when we confirmed that there were dangerous levels of lead paint on playground equipment across Erie County, I told him to shut down every piece of playground equipment. The county executive refused. He said no, he wasn't going to do that. So I give the health commissioner and the parks commissioner a lot of credit for ignoring the boss and doing what we said to do at the very beginning, which was rope off a shut down playground equipment until it could be tested for lead paint. So I was actually very proud of the discussion. This is exactly how government should work on behalf of taxpayers. We brought an issue to light. We work collaboratively with the Poland Cars Administration, and it appears as though the problem is being fixed on behalf of taxpayers. What's also quite scary, though, is the legislature should explore the possibility of hiring outside contractors immediately to remove the playground equipment. If high levels of lead paint, it's so dangerous that workers have to be trained in lead abatement, then why the hell are kids still being allowed to play on this? And so I think they need to move quickly in the most expeditious manner as possible to get rid of this playground equipment.
Some of the legislators in there, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Brusso himself, who's chairing this committee here, the lines of questioning were hinting that, or even in Brusso's case, openly suggesting, you know, he wants to make sure this is about a health issue and not a politically motivated issue.
I agree. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
You've butted heads with Mark before, and it is an election year for him. So I got to throw the answer to you point blank. Are there motivations to maybe kind of upset his cart for November?
Look at the facts. The facts are within minutes of us identifying lead paint in county parks, we immediately notified the health commissioner. Then when it was confirmed through an independent lab that there was dangerous levels of lead paint across Erie County parks, we demanded the county executive shut down playground equipment. He refused. Weeks later, his own parks commissioner and health commissioner ignored the county executive and did exactly what we said we should do. Those are facts, cold, hard facts. The cold, hard facts are dangerous levels of lead paint have been found in playground equipment across Erie County. The health commissioner, fact, had said even dust or low levels of it could permanently damage a child. That's a fact. And so the county needs to move quickly in order to get rid of this playground equipment. But I'm damn proud that we brought this issue to the forefront and that it's getting resolved.
In fairness to the county executive, I believe you said that you wanted all county playgrounds shut down. Now there are playgrounds that are plastic and don't even have lead paint, and that was kind of his point, was that I don't need to shut down this playground over here because there's no risk of lead.
How do you know that until you test it?
I mean, it's like the playground was like 4 years old.
But how do you know that Erie County workers had taken lead paint that's been in storage going back to the 70s and actually maybe painted over some of the metal parts of that playground? You don't know what you don't know until it's tested. And so better safe than sorry when it comes to children. I'm a father. And so as the controller and taxpayer watchdog and as a dad, my number one concern is protecting children. And that's why we had said point blank, close every single piece of playground equipment until they are all tested for lead paint. because who knows? What if a county employee took old lead paint and actually dusted up and painted some of the nuts and bolts and the metal parts of that slide? You don't know what you don't know until you test it. And so I don't know anyone in their right mind who would say, sure, we have lead paint, dangerous levels of it across Erie County parks. Let's keep the playgrounds open. I don't know anyone in their right mind who would suggest that.
Mr. Schindel and Mr. Holm, tell us about the steps they're taking for some of the signature pieces. The Cinderella park equipment, for example. They're going to encapsulate that old equipment. And then we raised the question, would it be more cost efficient for the county to use that same encapsulation for all metal parts? And the commissioner suggested it's in the better interest just to replace any of the equipment. Where do you stand on that?
In the past, the county executive issued an emergency and alert when they believed that water was contaminated. They had ordered that basically folks should boil their water. Even local hospitals were negatively impacted by that. So the county has acted swiftly before when they believed that water was contaminated. But they're not doing the same about lead paint in county parks. I keep going back to Dr. Burstein and her comments, and she is correct that even a small amount, a speck of dust of lead paint, can permanently damage a child. So knowing that, maybe it is time the county executive declare some sense of an emergency to protect children. Again, based on the data, I would never, ever let my child play on playground equipment in a county park, and no other family should either, until it's all been tested for dangerous levels of lead poisoning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.